Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB free agents. Joe sent this to us last night. I just hear this song somewhere else. I just heard this song somewhere else the other day. Anyway.
I want you to finish the damn segment.
Top 50 free agents. You think the Orioles have any chance of landing maybe someone in the top 20? Because I don't want anybody 40 through 50, to be honest with you.
I mean, I don't need anybody to say it. I think Framber Valdez is coming here. I've been saying that too. For a while.
Yeah, I think they'll get him.
Well, look, you got the tie-in with Houston with Elias, first off. You got a guy that wants a fresh start. He probably wants to go to a team that he believes can win and get paid. And I think this is this. I mean, look, there's a lot of those teams out there, but I think this is the spot.
I think Kobe Mayo gets traded along with somebody else. Doesn't matter. Maybe for a bullpen help or something. You know why? Because Alex Bregman might be playing first base.
You know who wants Alex Bregman? It's the Phillies. They want to slide him in at third base. And
over.
They might be saying goodbye to Alec Boehm.
Alec Boehm. Okay.
He might end up being a first base kind of rotational piece with Harper and DHing and all that.
Are they anticipating losing Kyle Schwarber?
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, Schwarber, like, look, Schwarber's going to get paid too at his age. So the thing I would say is,
Schwarber's my number one free agent.
Really?
Mine's
position player. Position player.
Who's going to play first?
I'll figure it out.
Sam,
I don't know.
For who?
That.
For us?
Yeah.
Basayo?
So then Basayo. Figure it out. I ain't worried about that.
A combination of Basayo.
Yeah. Fishing up last offseason. He goes in, he has a hell of a year. If they don't re-sign him, that city will burn.
And the owner's willing to spend.
Yeah,
that's fine, but you just need one team to offer him what he thinks he wants and then a fresh start.
And then the team that he currently, he was with, going to offer him more.
There's another guy that you pointed out a while ago that just opted out of his deal, which kind of surprised people because he was going to make a lot of money, and that's Suarez, the closer for the Padres, who, there's a Suarez here.
Yes. Hopefully he'll still be here next year, but yes.
They related?
I said, they're brothers. I said to you, what was that, July?
Yeah.
I said, I would not mind seeing Robert Suarez closing games for the Baltimore Orioles in 2026. Mm-hmm. And you asked, would he opt out? And, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I think he...
I knew in July he would opt out.
I wonder if this plays into it. I guarantee for some of it does. Like, you're going to make he's going to make a ton of money either. Say what's about somebody like Alonso. He's going to make a fortune. Does the city come into play? He's the king of New York. He's one of, I mean, him, Aaron Judge, depending which color you wear, which shade of blue you wear.
He's the king of that side of New York.
That's what I'm saying. So would you rather make a ton of money, be the king of New York City? Or would you rather be the king of Kansas City, Baltimore, a small market? Or would you just rather stay in New York, Los Angeles, something like that?
I mean, it all depends on the player. I don't know what Alonso wants. And ultimately, I think, as Rob said, I think the Mets are going to throw a ton of cash at him.
They are.
But it just takes one team for him to go, you know what? Screw I've seen guys. How this has been run.
Yeah. I only bring it up because to me, I think it does matter because it would matter to me, and I think it would matter to Rob.
I got
to
be honest with you, man. If I was a ball player, I would take a little less money to be in a bigger market.
That's what I think.
I'm a big market guy. I'm not playing in Kansas City unless I have to.
Right.
I'm not playing in Milwaukee unless I have to. I'm not playing those places unless I have to play there. I'm not playing there. If Milwaukee offered me a 10-year $250 million contract, I would go to New York for 10 years, 200. I would leave $50 million on the table. Because over the course of 10 years, how much is that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're also going to make that an endorsement. You're
making exactly. Even look at Eli Manning in New York. He had all kinds of national endorsements. Yeah. You know, that's quarterback of the Giants.
Yeah.
And like, I just look at somebody like Henrik Lundqvist, a different sport. He's a Swede. He became the king. He became a New Yorker. Like, you look at the way that man dresses when he drove this. He lived in Manhattan with an indoor garage. He enjoyed that city to death. And just like, I couldn't picture him in a small market. What the hell are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. I'm just smiling.
You are laughing.
I love what's important to you. The way he dressed and look at what he was
driving. It is important to me.
Is that important to you? Those are the things that make you king.
Yeah. I'm happy until your sweatshirt brings out your eyes.
See, this is the one you got.
I know, because I know how to put it together.
Hey,
why I bought it for you.
Am I complaining? I like when you get me stuff, because it's stuff I wouldn't even think about buying, and I'm like, oh, I really like this.
I think the only free agents in the top 20 the Orioles have a chance at are Framber Valdez, Alex Bregman, and maybe either Dylan Cease or Shane Bieber.
Well, you got Ranger Suarez at 19 here.
I don't know if they have a chance at him.
Really?
I think Ranger wants to stay in Philly.
Okay.
But No, stop. No. Let me stop. They have a chance with him. I think that's putting it wrong. Yes, they have a chance. I think he wants to stay. Because me thinking he wants to stay with Philly is just completely a complete opinion. They have the
Padres.
Money. Ranger Suarez?
Yeah. Oh, I'm an idiot. Robert Suarez is one of the Rangers. I'm the one that screwed up. Ranger Suarez is with the Phillies. Robert Suarez is the one. And is he on this list?
He's not in the top 25.
Because he opted out, I guess, after this.
Yeah, I'm like, did he get traded? I think Ranger wants to go back to Philadelphia.
So the names that are interesting for the Orioles, the first one is Kyle Tucker, but you're competing with all the big dogs, so I don't know that happens.
No, I don't think it happens.
I think Bregman, Alonso.
You think Alonso has a chance coming here?
And I think Bellinger. But the problem is,
don't forget, you said Framber.
Oh, I think is. I'm yeah. I'm, that's
so you just eliminate that.
I think Framber's. I think Framber's coming here. And I mean, I've thought that for a while now, that it just made so much sense to get another lefty in this rotation, and with the fact of negating the scoreboard and the flag court and all that with lefty lefty matchups. But the interesting thing is the best bats that you want to get outside of Pete Alonso, they're all left-handed, and I think they need a right-handed power bat.
They need a right-handed bat, they do.
Oh, they got one last year? What was his name? He just opted back in. Thanks a lot, General Suarez.
Kyle Schwarber would threaten the warehouse in Camden Yards, man.
I would love to see that.
I'm telling you, man, he would just come out of his shoes to hit him here.
But make no mistake about it, like the number one free agent is Kyle Tucker, and then there's a huge gap. And the only reason, hear me out on this, the only reason that Kyle Schwarber's not in that conversation is his age.
And also, he doesn't have a glove.
He shouldn't have one.
I know I'm going to be labeled as crazy on this. Ed, I would call Kyle Schwarber's agent right now and say, look, we only got 3 years for you, but we got $90 million for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 years, $90 million for you, because I don't want to eat any contract. I'd rather pay you a gazillion dollars for 3 years.
Don't be allergic to seafood.
Then have you come for 5 years, 120, because I don't think 4 and 5 is going to be a lot.
I like those kind of contracts, because I think this Pujols started that stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to get 3 years. I'd say, look, we got 3 years for Kyle, but we got 90 mil.
Yeah.
I'd give him that today, and I think he's worth every bit of it. He'd hit 45, 50 bombs easily in Canada. Yeah, yeah.
But the one thing I want to say about Kyle Tucker, though, if you were able to get in on that, and I know nobody expects the Orioles to be, is that he's, as a lefty, he hits lefties as good as righties. And it's something with he and Yordan Alvarez. What made the Astros so special is you had all those table setters. Yeah, I'll even put Correa in there, Bregman, Altuve, and then you add in these other two power hitters, guys that hit for average, but it doesn't matter if it's lefty righty or not. They're going to mash.
Kyle Tucker in Baltimore is Vince McMahon. No chance in hell.
Is Tucker the most sought after free agent?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know the Dodgers are going to look to sign him?
Yeah, they're going to throw a ton of money at him. Yeah. You're competing with the big boys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.